All right, folks, welcome back to segment four of Program 13 of The Bigger Picture. I'm Woody. I am discussing today with you some of the most vital issues of our time. In fact, probably the most important issue of creation, physical creation. And that is a man and a woman joined together physical lifetime, reproducing spiritually and physically as often as God gives them the opportunity. And the role of a woman, the role of a wife, is possibly, I believe, according to Genesis chapter 3, the centerpiece of all creation. It's why Satan hates women with a passion and seeks to destroy them, to make them miserable, and to eradicate their offspring at every opportunity. The failure of white females, and we were the power brokers of the last 300 years, failure of white females to bear children, to raise them in the fear and admonition of the Lord, to be good citizens of earth and future citizens of heaven, is the great disaster of our culture after our disrespect for Father God. What is the result of our destruction of essential femininity? Because we've done that. Instead of men exercising their God-given authority in love, you know, God commands us to love our wives. Didn't have to tell women to do that. That's by nature to them. But we're commanded to love our wives, and we love them best by exercising our benevolent authority to keep the family within the corral that God has assigned for it, to make it the effective shaper of the culture. The result of our destruction of essential femininity. Today, instead of bearing children, young white women in particular are choosing exotic vacations. They're choosing live-in partners instead of life-shaping husbands. They're raising pets in luxury and giving them pedantic attention to their every needs as virtue signals about the false an unwilling, nurturing spirit that they have, nagging them at all times. I know in the back of their mind, as their biologic clock is running out, there's that voice telling them, you're not fulfilling your divine purpose. And the misery they experience in their 40s and 50s, as evidenced by medical data, is a result of that virtue signaling that they do in raising pets. There is a great symbol of the decadence and the decline into depravity of our culture. God is a God of symbols. As I said recently, I believe that Samson is a symbol, was a symbol of what was coming in America with Donald Trump. A symbol. Do you remember when a particularly aggressive and self-possessed black male, an entertainer, came up onto the stage of a premier awards program, and he took the award from an iconic white female performer and handed it to a black female artist who he said, well, she really deserved it. Now, you know, you did good. You know, I like your music, but she deserves it. This black woman, this black entertainer who's been overlooked due to systemic prejudice. He took it upon himself to leave the audience, to come up on stage, and without any authority as a judge whatsoever, to redirect the award. I'm not arguing the merits of what he did. I'm arguing the fact that he had no right to do it, and it is a metaphor of the culture that we live in today. How black culture, and we're going to discuss this at length in the future, because of white America's decadence and failure to follow God as we were ordained to do, our black brothers and sisters who do not dwell in the culture of Christ, like our white brothers and sisters who do not dwell in the culture of Christ, have created a real problem. And we have self-ordained authorities who are deciding where culture should go, who gets the rewards, and who doesn't. Without any authority, that individual who's gone unmentioned took that award from this iconic white woman and gave it to, in his view, the iconic black woman. What is the greatest symbol of our decay? What is it really? It's the black single mother who lives in horrible poverty, in need, contrasted with a distracted, valueless white male, preoccupied with golf, sports events, the stock market, investments, leisure. What is the ultimate symbol of our decadent culture? Ooh, people aren't going to like this at all. How about the cruise ship? The vacation without a real destination, an endless banquet of shameful consumption at sea that would make Bacchus feel bad. No children, we say. Let's have fun instead. And women have bought into it. Essential femininity is dying. We've inverted our culture, and we're about to pay a terrible price. Children raised in the fear and admonition of the Lord as citizens of earth and citizens of heaven, future citizens of heaven, are vitally, vitally necessary to the welfare and the sustainment of the culture. What is now our source of necessary children to sustain our culture? Think about that. Think about that. If we don't, and statistics say that we can't, reverse this trend by creating the most powerful women in the world like Cindy, then we're toast. Okay, join me for this important segment 5. Thank you.